Thank you for calling customer support. This is Angelicia. How can I help you today?
Yeah, is this a number for testing out that Onyx or whatever?
Well, we're a third-party call center. We handle customer support for a variety of all my vendors. What's your zip code so I can pull the account?
53563.
Okay, one moment. Okay, so that was 535. What was the last two digits?
63.
63. Okay, thank you. And what's your first and last name, please?
Michael Coleman. Coleman.
Okay, hold on one second. Okay. Okay, so what did you state that first and last name was?
Michael Coleman.
Okay. I'm not pulling up a Michael Coleman with the zip. Is that 53563?
Yeah, that's in Wisconsin. Maybe I got the wrong number. I don't know. I took this off my phone. This came up with... It has to do with, I was on that Michael Strahan, Dr. Phil, where they had come up with a new solution, and I thought this was the number to it. What is this, a number two, or?
Well, we are, like I stated, we're a third-party call center. We handle customer support for a variety of online vendors, so we sell product.
I think this comes under that. I just was thinking about testing out that Onyx. It's a male enhancer type thing, you know.
Okay. Yes, sir.
And I'm not real smart on a computer, so I didn't know how to go about it.
Okay, so it's already been billed?
Yeah, I viewed it myself, yeah, on my phone.
Okay, hold on one second. Okay, sir. What's the last four of the card number that you purchased the item with?
Well, I did not purchase it. I'm trying to purchase it.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry for misunderstanding what you stated.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's supposed to be something new that just came on the market. I guess.
And what was the name of it?
I think it was Onyx. Onyx.
Okay, hold on one moment. I'll take a look at that for you. Okay, you just wanted the Testro Onyx?
Yeah, did you say test on it or whatever?
Yes. Would you like that website so you could go on there and put that order in?
Well, is there any other way? Is there easier for do they have a phone number to call it in? I'm not real sharp on the... on these computer
okay.
stuff here.
Hold on one second. I'll put your information in. Just give me one moment. Okay, and what was your first name? Could you spell that for me?
Michael.
Uh-huh.
Michael.
And what's that last name, please?
Coleman. C-O-L-E-M-A-N.
Okay, thank you. And could you please, what's that address?
520 Hilltop Drive.
That's Phil, F-I-L-L, or Hill?
That's Hilltop, is H-I-L-L-T-O-P, Hilltop.
Okay.
D-R, period, for drive.
Okay. That's Hilltop Drive?
That's right.
Okay. And what city is that in?
In Milton, M-I-L-T-O-N, Wisconsin.
Okay, one moment. That was Milton, M-I-L-T-O-N?
Yes.
Okay, and what's the postal code there?
53563.
Okay, thank you. And a good phone number, would that be the same number that you're calling me from today?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and that was 608-295. And what was the last four?
Yeah. 4779.
Okay, 4779. Okay, and what's a good email address?
I don't have one.
Okay, now you do have to have an email address to make the purchase.
Okay, well, that's where I got held up. I don't have an email. I'm computer lit. So,
well, if you could get someone to make you up an email, because we would need email information so we could send out information about the products and letting you know about anything that's going on with the account. So that's something that you would have to have in order to apply.
Okay. All right, well, I guess I won't worry about that.
Okay, if you can get that made, you can call us back at any time and put that order in.
All righty, I thank you.
Yes, sir, you're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a good day.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.